independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
I'm gone a couple days. Come back. What is it? It's a brand new variant.
Omicron. I am Omicron.
What is it? What's it do? Who's shutting down what? Here we go, kids. Are you ready for it? I'll tell you what. Look, again, I'm vaccinated. I highly recommend going out. And by vaccinated, I mean I got the shot. It's kind of like a flu shot. So 50-50 in the sense that chances of you dying is going to be slim to virtually none, unless, of course, you've got several issues in which a cold may do you in, right? So all that being said, what are we working with now? Because I'm waiting, and I'm looking around, and I'm going, I can smell it. I can smell the excitement of some people out there of getting ready for those super excited lockdowns. For other people out there, I think the frustration is you can already hear it. And it's so bizarre, right? Because we don't know a ton about this. What we're hearing is it's easy to catch, but pretty mild. I'm like, I'll take that, right? Pretty mild. I think we need that. But we don't know a ton about it.
It does appear, again, very preliminary evidence that it is more transmissible. We don't know for sure. We really have no data on severity, whether it's as severe, light, milder, or more significant. And the big question that we're all looking for, of course, is how well do our vaccines hold up? I'm hopeful they will, but we just don't have much data on it yet either.
No, we don't have much data on it, but I'm waiting for the lockdowns. And as we all know, the lockdowns don't work. And part of the reason it's not going to work the way that everyone wants, even if we get vaccinated the way that people think we should, which is a super possibility that over the next year or so, that's going to happen to a point where we enough people have had the antibodies, enough people have been vaccinated. We've got that this thing's still going to be out here languishing and living. That's not going anywhere. It's not. We've been talking about this for how long? We learned to live with this thing, through this thing, around this thing, above this thing, period, case closed, end of story. It's not going anywhere. Endemic, not pandemic. But these are coming from places that have zero vaccination rate to maybe 10% of the people have at least a shot, and more likely only about 5% are fully vaccinated. But could lockdowns be coming? Oh, I'm sure some cities got a smile on their face.
Now, we don't know much about this variant. You mentioned what we know. What mm-hmm. what we've heard from South Africa is that it's not very lethal. We don't know. I only know what I read about this. Yes. And what we hear from them. Yes, infections occur, but it seems to be a mild illness. And, you know, we have to be concerned. We have to see what's going on. We have to watch the evidence. But to incite panic, to introduce policies that failed over and over and over again, like we never saw this fail before. I mean, the lockdowns do not eradicate the virus. This is it's bizarre that we even have to say this.
Yeah, Dr. Scott Atlas there. That's the reality of it. It's not going anywhere. So you can shut down or you can, but like this week in LA, it's going to get even worse than it already is for a lot of people. I was in Southern California this weekend. And it's a weird place, man. You got some places that are super locked down, got to do this, got to do that. Let the hell begin this week as it really gets serious in Los Angeles County. And in other parts, San Diego, Orange County, it's just kind of like being in Arizona. I'm in Arizona. We didn't shut down. We pretended to shut down. It didn't happen. At the end of the day, much like Florida, we're all going to end up kind of in the same place. So what are we going to do? Learn to live with this thing, through this thing, around this thing, period, case closed. It's not going anywhere. And we'll continue to have scenarios where we see variants to come through. Now, on the other side of stuff, well, what's it going to be like? How bad is it going to be? Can the drug people, can they get this right?
We have to assume that this is a very transmissible virus, and obviously we're concerned about it because of all the mutations that it harbors.
Yeah. The spokespeople there for the magical world of Moderna. vaccines? What's the manufacturing going to be like? How long is that going to take? Could take 100 days, could take less. You never know.
If we need to manufacture a Omicron-specific variant, it's going to take some weeks. You know, 2 to 3 months is probably what we're looking at to be able to really begin to test it and manufacture it.
There you go. But get the vaccine, they say, because Delta's still 99%. Of what the world's catching. But here's the thing. Here's the good thing. If this overtakes Delta and it's mild, that's a better thing. Doctors in South Africa said they've seen nothing that leads them to believe that you can't treat most of this at home and that people who are somewhat healthy will be absolutely fine. That's a good thing. But here we are, just in time for the holidays. And I say that because we traveled a ton this weekend. Trust me, I was on the roads.
An estimated 48 million hitting the roads, despite gas costing about a dollar more than a year ago. Airports also crowded. The TSA expecting to screen more than 2.4 million passengers, the most in one day since the pandemic began.
Yes, and I will say, man, I was just telling producer Phil, so Saturday... So my son and my little brother were here. So he's my nephew, bro, I call him. He's my nephew who my mother's adopted. So he's my nephew, bro. So we had a week of fun, right? The wife, the kids, we had a great time. We had fun. I golfed a little bit. We did a lot of stuff. Went to a hockey game the other night because my son's into hockey like you couldn't believe, as is my little brother, my whole family, actually. But so we went to a hockey game, and it was go, 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 go. So we decided, all right, we're going to go home on Saturday. And we're going to take my little brother home Saturday. And then Jack, we're going to drive him out to San Diego super early Sunday morning. So Saturday, we figured, you know, it's not going to be awful Saturday. It could be a little busy, but nothing horrible. My normal five-hour drive was 12 hours. There was a spot between Palm Springs and Beaumont, which is about 22 miles, maybe, where it took us 5 hours. Now, normally you're looking for a fatality. It sounds horrible, but that's the reality of it. You know what it was? Some road work stuff. Outside of that, just a lot of bumps and bruises as far as accidents. It was awful. And gas prices through the roof. People looking around going, all right, Mr. President, you wanted all the responsibility. We're seeing more deaths. We're seeing no real control over this damn thing. We're seeing higher gas prices. And strategically, you can go and release some barrels. The reality is it's not going to offer the kind of thing. By the way, our strategic reserve, if we were to just unleash it, we'd have about a month and a half, if that. It's not like we had a ton. People are frustrated. Man, I saw more people pissed off this weekend talking about the price of gas, talking about a lot of stuff. People that are, when I say mildly left to kind of left, who were pissed and angry over gas prices, the cost of stuff, that, man, catches you. It does. But people were out there and the gas prices were through the roof. I paid $5. Back here in Arizona, I'm paying $3.65. Paid $5 in California. And I was like, sweet mama jamma. This is insane. And now you got the virus. Throw that out there. Yet another situation. You've got the stock market taking a hit. Right now, there are issues that this presidency is facing. And I don't think they're facing them very well. I don't think they're facing them well at all. And you got to figure out, if you're him, what do you do? What do you do? Because you're coming up now on your first year in office. In your first year, you've seen a mild kind of run at the economy. Stock prices are up. That's always good if you got a 401k, although the last couple of days have been because people are starting to worry about what this may bring, this the new Omicron. You've got a situation when it comes to energy prices, inflation. We're one of the highest in the world. You start breaking it down, and this first year has been anything but successful. And based on the fact that you said the last guy was so awful, and your first year, you're like, hold my beer. That's not a good look. That's a struggle. That is. You've got immigration issues. You've had the debacle in Afghanistan. We could just start checking the box everywhere, and now you've got the likes of China and the Russians flexing their muscle, trying to see what they can and can't do and what you will and won't let happen, if you will. Not a good look. And to say that people have buyer's remorse, well, I think that's easy. And we all missed the last guy, right? Oh, well, that guy wasn't so bad. We always end up saying something like, mm-hmm. I've heard that more and more from people that I know couldn't stand the last guy, but thought to themselves, I didn't think it was going to be this bad. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Thanks to Craig filling in for me last week. Hope you guys had a safe and fun holiday season. I did eat turkey. I had several sandwiches as well. And I'll tell you guys about my we gave my giant lizards a turkey fest like you could not believe. They gorged themselves. So that's good. They don't have to eat for a few days. And because we had a lot of turkey left over, because, right, there was only two sizes of turkey you can get, ginormous or super ginormous. When we went to the store, the 15 and under pound thing wasn't available. So we went with really big, had some stuff, and it was just nice. It was just a quiet, nice time until I had to travel. Then it sucked. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. My Pillow is the Giza Dream Sheets. Get them right now. Buy one, get one free. Comfortable, absolutely amazing. Best cotton in the world. Grown in a region, Sahara Desert, Mediterranean Sea, Nile River. Just in time for the holidays. You buy one, get one free. Tons of colors and sizes. Machine washable. 6-day money-back guarantee. 1-year limited warranty. So for a limited time, you buy a set, you get another set for free. All the colors, all the sizes. You will love these things. Go to MyPillow.com. Click on the radio listener square. Use the promo code Benson at checkout or call 800-983-4975. Find deep discounts on all the products out there, including the MyPillow mattress topper, which I love, the MyPillow towel sets, so much more. Don't miss the MyPillow buy one, get one free Giza Dream Sheets. Promo code Benson or call 800-983-4975. 800-983-4975. MyPillow.com. Promo code Benson. Chad Benson Show.
No fake outrage here. Just the real thing. The Chad Benson Show.
Today's Cyber Monday. Black Friday wasn't as great as people thought it was going to be. But I think a lot of that is the Cyber Monday thing. We look forward to Cyber Monday. Cyber Monday, we're going to get good deals. People are going to go out and spend, if they're not stealing, which is something we'll get to in a little bit. But, you know, while it wasn't great, I think it was down about 20%+. Year to year when it comes to Black Friday, because people are looking forward to cyber deals. Cyber deals are what? Deals where I'm ordering it and it comes to me and I don't have to go to it. Now, I do go out and get into the hustle bustle because I enjoy it. I'll do that at least one or two times because I do enjoy it and did a little shopping. But Cyber Monday is definitely the kind of day where you go out and, you look at all those massive deals.
Americans may be changing the timing of their purchases, but the National Retail Federation still forecasting a record spend for November and December, around $850 billion. That is an 8.5% to 10.5% increase over last year.
So before everybody freaks out, people have money and they're ready to roll, which is always nice. And there are huge deals out there from Amazon, too, because I've already been on there, too. Well, just everywhere.
Americans are expected to spend between $10.2 and $11.3 billion on Cyber Monday alone. Some of the hottest deals include Chromebooks as low as $109 with 3 months free of YouTube TV. And a Bella Pro analog air fryer, $30, down from $60, both at Best Buy.
Yeah, so I'm like looking on Cyber Monday deals on Amazon. They got huge deals. I mean, they got massive deals right now. It is awesome. Because I'm like, I like deals. I don't know if you guys are aware of this, but Chad digs deals. We're going to spend money. We do. This weekend, there was no shortage of people out doing certain things. But so much of this money is also money that was available last year and people saved and didn't spend maybe as much as they did, or they've taken some money out of their house, they paid off some debt, and they're ready to rack up some more debt. The thing is can we sustain another year of stop start in some places? Can we sustain another year of like a situation where people can't find employees? One thing I've noticed this weekend, it's hit or miss when you go to a restaurant. You may be there for 30 minutes before you get your food, or an hour at times, and that's frustrating people. Just can't find the people out there. Because some people feel like, you know what, it's a side hustle too. That's the other thing. I talked to several people when I was on vacation who are side hustling the hell out of it right now. Now, will that change come January, February, March, where people aren't looking to buy? Can you still side hustle as well as you can right now? And they've done over the last several months. That's going to be very interesting to see. I got a couple friends who are super side hustlers. They're doing all right, actually. They're doing all right. They're going to be okay. And they're like, I don't want to go back. I read an article this weekend. The guy was a restaurant manager. He made good money, but he didn't have any time with his kids. Now he's driving Uber Eats, and he's making like $1,200 a week. He goes, I'm making $1,200 a week. I have more time with my kids, and I don't work weekends. I work essentially 9 to 9, Monday through Friday, but it varies. You know, I might be off a little bit earlier. I don't work throughout. I'm on all day, but I don't work all day. If I need to take time off, I go do it. I spend more time with my kids. I'm like, people are enjoying that. The side hustle's a real deal. Remember, those people, because they're independent contractors, they don't count as employed the same way that somebody does when they go and get a job. Who's going to have, you know, that's going to have a regular paycheck, taxes taken out. They count as an employee. Side hustle's a real deal. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from all of you. The variant. Should we be scared of Omicron? Or not? We shall discuss. Lots of stuff. Burglaries. Not a shocker. California. What are you doing? Chad Benson Show.
Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Not going to lie to you guys, some of these deals are amazing. I was just telling Phil, I'm like, look at that. Oh, my God. I got better at doing these deals. Oh, goodness me. It's the beauty of our country. Look, for all the talk of Omicron.
Omicron's very emergence is another reminder that although many of us might think we're done with COVID-19, it's not done with us.
Ooh, the pause. It's not. Endemic. Not pandemic. People want to know, do the vaccines work at all?
Vaccine effectiveness may come down based on the mutation seen in this virus.
But the reality is anybody paying any attention to it? They're looking at it, but you know what they're saying? You guys told me this before. And you told me this the other time, and you told me this again. I'm not sure I'm paying any attention the way that you think. I kind of moved on from it. I have. I've kind of moved on from it. And I think that's the way it is. People will know now when something is real, right? Like when something is huge, when something is real, when something lands that people go, dude, ladies, gentlemen, non-binary individuals, this is something you need to pay attention to. At this moment in time, not so much. I think most people are going to take it as it comes. Because I think most people are over it. They don't buy in to the crap that has happened in the past, that it got political. Even the insane, there's Fauci talking about Senator Cruz, because, you know, Cruz has to say the things he says. Fauci comes out and he's now firing back at stuff. But who pays attention to him anymore?
Senator Cruz told the attorney general you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
I don't know. What? Did Senator Cruz do something? Did he? Because I don't think he's the one they're looking at. But there's where you're going to go. And then his obnoxiousness.
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect
from
President Trump?
Of course. You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
I don't think you're a bad guy. I think working with Trump was a pain in the ass. There's no doubt about that. I think you were hamstrung at times, but I think you've been wrong way more than you've been right. And I think over time, the media has given you a complete pass on the stuff that you've done because it was for the betterment of people. You don't need to wear a mask. Nothing to worry about. This thing isn't going to get here. From the start of this thing, you've swung and missed more times than you hit, and you've done it in a way that's a little bit more Dave Kingman than anything else, which means you're setting records for striking out. But then he says this.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this. I mean,
that's okay. I'm just going to do my job, and I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
Settle down. And you've lied. You've lied about a lot of different things. You need to settle down. Rand Paul's had some questions that have been very much, hey, you know what? We're going to blow this thing up. It's going to be great for the media, for my side, for your side. We're going to blow this thing up. Rand Paul's a Richard. Ted Cruz is all these things. He's had some real questions, and you've lied about things that are very real. You've lied about where this thing's come from. You've lied about whether or not that they, you know what? Did the NIH put some money into this? Not really. We didn't put money into it the way that you think. No, you did. And you knew exactly where some of this stuff was going. You knew exactly what was going on here. And you've played a game. People got banned from asking questions about the variants, how this thing started, how and where it started. What did you know? What didn't you know? So while you're sitting there patting yourself on the, you know, on the back and playing grab ass with yourself, going, I'm the greatest. And I'm just going to be saving lives. Settle down. Because you played the politics a very good. You don't stick around in a position that he's been in for as long as he's been in without understanding the game of politics. But as I've looked, Trump's been gone for a year. Yes, the battle, by the way, the battle of vaccinations and non-vaccinations went on with Trump. Let's not forget the two people that are the two most powerful, the president and vice president, both said essentially they probably wouldn't get it. Remember that? I don't know if I get it. But then it was everybody go out and get it. So there's a lot of games being played here. But a year on from now, what do we have? More people have died under your watch. The vaccine's been available. You've demonized some people. And remember when Trump said we're going to ban people from China? Flying over here after this thing? Oh my God, he's just evil and bad. He's a racist. He's a racist. Well, guess what? There's a ban.
President Cyril Ramaphosa says there's no scientific basis for the travel bans and that Southern Africa was the victim of unfair discrimination. He also argued that the bans would not be effective in preventing the spread of the Omicron variant, but would rather further damage the economies of the affected countries.
Oh, wait, what? What? Yeah, but there we go. Therein lies it. It's joke, it is. And you're sitting around going, Ted Cruz is evil, he's bad. What happened on January 6th? I don't know, he's just a... look, I'm just going to save lives. Settle down. Again, your watch. Trump wasn't the easiest to work with. Trump, totally get that. We're still in the same place. We're still battling this thing. And by the way, I can go and I'll say it again. No matter how much that we continue to vaccinate, and we got near 100%. The reality is these variants are going to continue to pop up over and over again because the rest of the world is so far behind. Throwing it out there. But the travel restrictions, all of these things, they're there. I was watching some golf over the weekend, trying to relax. South Africa, this is when the European Tour, they start their season. And South Africa, they have two or three tournaments in South Africa. They cut the tournament to 36 holes because all the European players had to get out of there so they could leave there and still get home. Because otherwise, they were going to be banned from going to a lot of places. But you're just going to save lives. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. Oh, kids. You gotta love it. Just fun times in the magical world of smash and grab.
If you are in a store during a smash and grab, officials say do not confront the robbers. They say if you feel safe, call 911 and then try to remember any details you can, like a license plate number, for example. They say you are better off being the eyes and ears of police than trying to be the police yourself.
Oh. Yeah, that's understandable. More smash and grabs. And it goes back to what? If you're not really prosecuting, if you're not going after people, if you're not coming after people, and they feel like they can do whatever the hell that they want, whenever they want, they're going to continue to do that. Over the last several days, from Nordstrom's to Macy's to Best Buy, you're seeing people just roll on in and crush everything in front of them, grab as much as they can, and bounce because they feel like nobody is going to stop them.
Flash mob style attacks have been plaguing department stores in recent weeks, leading up to the year's busiest shopping season. But experts saying businesses can begin to fight back. Best Buy even calling for Congress to take action after about 30 thieves targeted their Minneapolis store on Black Friday, saying the company is working at the federal level to pass a law that would make the online reselling of these stolen goods much more difficult.
Well, I'm just curious why. And it's funny. Let's talk about where these things happen. Chicago, Democrats. Los Angeles, Democrats. San Francisco, Democrats. Minneapolis? There's nothing that they're going to be able to do to stop this. And you can sit here and play the, we're going to do all of these kind of things. They'll figure out a way around it. You're not going to stop them. This holiday season, hey, Black Friday, how about Cyber Theft Tuesday? What you got going on there? So the measure of, in places like California, Proposition 47, an absolute debacle. And what their whole thought process is, we have too many people in jail. We don't need that. So they raised the threshold from felony theft from $500 to $950 bucks, meaning it's a misdemeanor offense for low-level crimes. So they can steal that amount, not have to worry about anything other than, you know, hey, it's a misdemeanor. It's no big deal, right? I'm going to get a ticket and I'm going to walk away. And what do they do? Places like, you've seen it, and we've talked about it on numerous occasions, where they're at the point now where they're so brazen. They're walking in and stealing. Now they're doing these massive, you know, smash and grabs. Everybody's grabbing something for $600, $500 in some of these expensive stores. They're bouncing out. They're selling them quick online. And when you look at places like Walgreens and CVS and stuff up in San Francisco, they're at the point where they're not even selling online. They're going up a block, and they're just having their own swap meet. If I'm CVS, I'm like, go steal all of Walgreens stuff. We'll buy it from you on the cheap. Just so ridiculous. Oh, Chad, what you're saying is this is all a Democrat problem. Well, they don't seem to be too interested in stopping some of this stuff. And in places like San Francisco and Los Angeles, where you've got DAs that are more sympathetic to criminals than the average person, that's an issue. So it isn't until, like everything else, you get sick and tired of it and you vote people in who, hey, we're not talking about being, we're not talking about throwing away the key with people. What we're talking about is holding people accountable. Is that a bad thing in today's age? It might be. As far as some people are concerned. For me, not so much. You hold people accountable. It's not about, again, locking them up, throwing away the key forever, but it's about looking at them saying, you're taking advantage of a situation because you know nothing's going to happen to you. So you're just looking up and going, all right, we're going to do this. And now they're organized to a point where these stores are looking and going, oh, God, why would we be here? So what ends up happening? No investment. People move their businesses out of there. They start bringing in their own security forces, which they're doing in some places. And they're moving far away. Tax revenue goes down. Cities fall into more disrepair in certain areas. That's the nightmare. But if you continue to say to people, hey, it's okay if you do this because we know you have a need. We're not talking about somebody stealing an apple. Oh my God, I'm so glad you got that Louis Vuitton purse. Now your kids can eat. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show, your Twitter. Tweet at us. You don't have to worry about any of those things. How about getting a steal of a deal with Raycon? Boom! That kid's is awesome. Up to 30% off right now. Boom. Oh, Chad, what? Seamless Bluetooth pairing with the best earbuds around. Ray J's knocked it out of the park with the everyday earbuds. Audio quality, absolutely amazing. And when you compare them to other brands that are out there, they're already half the price, and in some case, a third of the price. Now with these everyday earbuds, you're talking about an extra 30% off. Pure mode, balanced mode, bass mode, three new sound profiles that make everything you listen to sound absolutely incredible because you can control the bass. 8 hours of playtime, 32 hours of battery life, built-in mic, take calls with the touch of a finger. BuyRaycon.com/Chad. Go there today. Unlock deals up to 30% off your Raycon order. Hurry. Not going to last forever. Limited time. Jump on these. BuyRaycon.com/Chad. 45-day happiness guarantee. 1-year warranty. BuyRaycon.com/Chad. Save up to 30% of your Raycons now. BuyRaycon.com/Chad. Chad Benson Show.
Hashtag me too. Hashtag immigration reforms. Hashtag help. I'm trapped in a hashtag factory and I can't get out. The Chad Benson Show.
The box office is still sad.
We must protect our family.
Moviegoers clearly were in the mood for family fare over the Thanksgiving weekend. Disney's animated Encanto debuted in first place with $40.3 million, including Wednesday night previews. That's the best opening for an animated film during the pandemic, but not quite as good as Disney's past Thanksgiving debuts.
I've been the Gucci all my life.
It's a solid third place $14.2 million opening for director Ridley Scott's House of Gucci.
House of Gucci just wasn't all that. Ghostbusters did another $24.5 million. Worldwide's done about $120. Just not, I mean, people aren't heading back to the box office the way that, you know, I mean, what do we have left? We've got a couple things coming out, but we're back in a situation. I think the next big movie that we're really going to see is going to be, you got West Side Story. Steven Soderbergh died over the weekend. Wrote the music for that and the lyrics. But you're going to have Spider-Man. Like, Spider-Man will be huge. Spider-Man will be huge. Huge. But outside of it, just not a lot going on. I still haven't been to a movie. I'm going on 2 years. I used to go all the time. Although, I will say this. I think I found the new Christmas Story. So, of course, Christmas Story, which a lot of us love. I love the Christmas Story. Tell my wife, I saw the Christmas Story actually in the theater on opening day. It's crazy. But I saw that on opening day when I was a kid. Over the weekend, we watch 8-Bit Christmas. So Neil Patrick Harris stars in 8-Bit Christmas. And it's a throwback to when we were younger, right? So kid wants a Nintendo, and he and his friends hatched this massive plan to get this Nintendo. I won't give away the story, but it was just a great family movie thing where he does everything with his friends trying to get to this Nintendo, and he's retelling the story to his daughter who wants a phone. And it's just Steve Zahn's, and it's just a great movie. And I'm like, that right there can be another Christmas classic, especially with the nostalgia of being back in the 80s. His daughter's funny. She goes, I was riding. He goes, you know, I'd be outside and I could be down to my friend Timmy's house in like 8 minutes if there wasn't any snow. And she goes, like, you were wearing a helmet. He goes, oh, yeah, everybody wore a helmet in the 80s. No, he didn't. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Just not a great weekend for movies, and I just don't think that the movies are back, and I don't know when it is coming back. Is it going to be this year? Spider-Man will be the next big test. If Spider-Man flops or doesn't do what I think people think it's going to do, then I think you could say, okay, the box office is going to have to figure something else. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. It's Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
I am Omicron from the planet South Africa.
Hey, that's Earth. Oh my God, we got a new variant. How excited. You know, I was saying the other day, variants remind me of when you go to the store and you're like, all right, we got these, you got all these options for chips, or if it's just going to be for lunches, you could get the variety pack. And they always do it in a weird way, right? We're like, I don't want that. You know, it's like, okay, yeah, I love barbecue. Doritos are amazing. Oh, cool, they got both kinds. And they just got the plain ones. You know, that's the original. That's the original. But then they always got one in there that you're like, oh, man, that one's going to do that. That'll be gone in a second. And then they got the one that sucks that nobody wants, right? Like salt and vinegar or something like that. You're like, ugh. How could you say that? I lived in England. Trust me, I'm not a fan of salt and vinegar. But there's always that one that nobody wants. And Delta's been that one. This is kind of like the plain one. It spreads a little faster, but according to everybody, and everybody's like, we don't know what it is. The reality is judging by what we're coming out of South Africa, what they're saying is, it looks to be a little less dangerous comparatively to the Delta, but we don't know it for sure, but it's definitely another part of that variety pack that we're like, eh, it's like we never get the good variety. Hopefully, this is less dangerous and spreads easier, which means more people build up immunities and antibodies towards this new Omicron, because they had to change it, right? Politically correct, you had to change the thing. Because you couldn't go with, you know, in the Greek alphabet because it could have offended China. And we don't want to do that. We don't want to offend the communist. Heaven forbid. Heaven forbid.
It does appear, again, very preliminary evidence that it is more transmissible. We don't know for sure. We really have no data on severity, whether it's as severe, light, milder, or more significant. And the big question that we're all looking for, of course, is how well do our vaccines hold up? I'm hopeful they will, but we just don't have much data on it yet either.
No, you know, I mean, at least so far, there isn't, you know, there is a worry, but the World Health Organization is like everything else. It's a business. Right now, business is booming. being part of, if everybody in the world was healthy, we wouldn't need a World Health Organization. Right? If there was no quote unquote racism, if there wasn't hunger, I mean, we can march down the things. If there wasn't this, there wasn't a need. So right now, business is booming. It has been their Christmas time for the last 24 months. I mean, Ebola, it's big and exciting, but it's not a great seller. Like, Ebola's not a big seller. Because most people are like, we're never getting Ebola. It's like, it's never happening. Right? Like, now, if it goes airborne, oh, it's on. But it didn't. So it isn't happening. Right? Like, HIV, that was big. It was huge. But then you realize that now, you know, it's one and done pill and you're going to live to be as long, you know, long and healthy life like anybody else. In fact, now they're at the point where, you know, if you've seen some of the ads for it, it's like you're undetectable. So even when took an HIV, you know, test, it's undetectable. Now they've got pills where you don't even transmit it. So it's like, okay, so. And that lasted, right? And cancer and all that stuff, and it's all that stuff still there. But yeah, they got the climate thing. That's kind of big. But this has been a boom. This has been a boom. Big dollars. And if you don't spend the dollars you get, you don't get other dollars. And so if you get $100 and you spend 40, they're like, well, what am I going to give you $100 again? You're like, oh, that's right. So you spend the whole thing. And then sometimes you spend a little bit more. And you're like, I need a little bit more. This has been a boom for them. Now, what do we know? What don't we know? How bad is it? Are the vaccines we have now, are they any good? Or are they just crap?
Vaccine effectiveness may come down based on the mutation seen in this virus.
And this mutation has some people worried. But according to South Africa, at this moment in time, it's kind of, they say it's... it's more than just treatable at home, that you probably don't have to worry too much about that. All that being said, at the end of the day, how many people are paying attention anymore? Honestly, how many people are paying attention like they were? Not many. Not many at all. Because we hear stuff like this from this cat.
You would like to get under 10,000 infections a day in order to sort of live with COVID.
Right. We've heard people say, understandably, they're trying to look for a metric to give to the public, that we're going to have to start living with COVID. I believe that's the case because I don't think we're going to eradicate it. The best way you can get to where you want to go is to just say, we're going to vaccinate as many people as we can, we're going to get as many people boosted as we can, and we're going to get that level down. I think that's going to have to be as low as less than 10,000.
Yeah, nice try. Not happening. I mean, think about this for a second. How many cases of the flu do we have every year? Honestly. 30 million? 20 million? I mean, let's just put it this way. If we were to be in a situation where we looked at, let's just say we have 10,000 cases of the flu a day on average. I mean, that's not a ton, right? You're looking at 3.65 million. We have a lot more than that. We have a lot more than that. We probably have 25 million cases a year of the flu. If you were to break that down over a year, that's about 70,000 cases, give or take a day. So to say that getting down to 10,000 is where you're aiming at, great. Well, we're not going to eradicate. No, we never have. We've never been able to eradicate and never will eradicate anything that can go from animal to human. That's just not going to happen. Nobody's listening anymore. They're like, I'm out. I'm going to work, living my life. We have said it since really March of last year. You got to learn to live with this thing, through this thing, around this thing, and above this thing. I jumped on this stupid COVID that drives everybody crazy. We started talking about it in December 2019. I kept telling everybody, I have friends in China, and they're telling me, you have no idea what's going on over here, but let's just say a city bigger than Chicago has nobody on the streets. and there's military everywhere. Said it in January again. Said it in early February when you started to see it spread. And then I started saying, you're never going to get rid of this thing. Endemic, not pandemic. That's where we are. Endemic, not pandemic. We learn to live with this thing. We will know as human beings when it's time to look up and go, uh-oh, we got to pay attention to this. If tomorrow the Ebola virus became airborne, a la the movie Outbreak, something like that, you pay attention to that. At this point in time, you go get your vaccines, you don't get your vaccines, you've been exposed, you treat it like the flu. Not a lot else you're going to do. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love, love, love talking to all of you. I've got a poll question up, and it's about Cyber Monday.
Americans are expected to spend between $10.2 and $11.3 billion on Cyber Monday alone. And for the first time, online spending on Black Friday and Thanksgiving did not exceed the previous year's levels. Some analysts say it may be due to earlier discounts and supply chain concerns.
Yeah, you're going to have some of that. Some of it is just the, you might have money to spend, but you don't have the place to spend it at for the things that you want. Supply chain issues. At this moment in time, more people are out there shopping on. We've switched, right? Remember several years ago, it was about anyone. It was about going to the malls and going to big box stores. And then somewhere along the line, the Amazon, probably about a decade ago, changed the way that started to happen. And then Cyber Monday became a thing for real and became a force. And now we're at a time where it's just as exciting seeing the Amazon thing roll up than it is buying something in a store, if not more so. And it's easier and more convenient. And as we've learned anything about us as a species, convenience wins the day all the time. How many of you are shopping today? It's a question. Are you shopping today? 18% of you said, yes, I am. 43% say, I'm get some done. And about 38% said, not this year when it comes to Cyber Monday. Take the poll at Chad Benson Show. Tweet at us as well. Text the program 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Rough Greens makes any pet food better. I saw my dog Doodle just happy and bouncy as can be. Could not be happier and bouncier. I was talking to my mom this weekend, so I spent some time with my mom, and they've got some dogs, and I gave them a ton of some Rough Greens and stuff that I had. And I wanted her to try it for some of the dogs that they have because they get big dogs. I said, you know, they're going to go through it fast. I got a lot of big dogs. So these packages, they're going to eat them up fast. But one of the things, they've got a dog with bad allergies. So just try this for a couple weeks. You see what happens. It's happened with my dog, Doodle. He had a lot of issues with his skin and stuff, especially when the allergy season came around for him. And he has no problems anymore comparatively to what he did have. It's amazing. Vitamins, minerals, probiotics, omega 3, 6, 9, all this incredible stuff goes right into this amazing supplement. And Rough Greens has knocked it out of the park with K9 VitaSmart. Try it before you buy it. Roughgreens.com/Chad, RUFFGreens.com/Chad. Go there. You try it for free. All you have to do is cover the cost of shipping. It's that simple. Roughgreens.com/Chad or call 833-MY-DOG-77. Rough Greens makes any pet food better. Chad Benson Show.
You go, boy.
This isn't about right or left. This is just about right and wrong.
Right you are, Chad. The Chad Benson Show.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. Ignition. Liftoff.
Now it's time to find out
what's trending.
What's trending?
Yeah, what does that mean?
I mean something, right? Like it's trending on the old internet. What's trending?
Let us take a peek and find out what's trending. Last 24 hours, Virgil Abloh, the designer that broke barriers, passed away at age 41. He was dealing with a very rare form of cancer. Spider-Man No Way Home. And then tons of NFL stuff. Tons of it. And college football stuff as well. Including the fact that the USC Trojans have gotten Lincoln Riley to leave Oklahoma, Norman. It's kind of, wasn't a hard deal. They asked him the other day, are you going to be the coach of LSU? He's like, no. Never said he wasn't going to be the coach of USC. Matthew McConaughey is trending big time today. Says he's not going to run for governor. We'll touch on that. The Ballon d'Or, which is the best footballer in the world, best soccer player, is trending as well. It's number one thing trending the last 24 hours. Big time. Jussie Smollett. A trial set to begin in Chicago today. Jury selection for his heinous attack on himself. Can you try somebody for not only trying to pull the wool over everybody's, but also for being stupid about it? Oh, God, that was great. Head over to Twitter. What's trending big time right now? Jack Dorsey, CEO, one of the co-founders of Twitter, is stepping down. He's out. Gone. Says time to move on. Time to bounce. Kamala Harris is trending. And the reason is simple. Could there be something at play here with what's going on between the Democrats, the Biden administration, and right now it's just sadness, and Kamala Harris, who is part of that? Oh, there may be something at work. And of course, Omicron is trending big time. California is looking to potentially shut more things down. Just you sit there and you're like, what else can you guys do? And of course, the super restrictions for LA County go into play in the next 24 hours, 48 hours, whatever it is in LA. And LA is already clamping down. So, I mean, at this point, I have no idea what you're doing. Right? And it's, you know, you just sit there and you think to yourself, you know, it's like, oh, my God, it's another variant. It's a super variant. What are we going to? And you got Fauci going, there's a possibility we have to close down. Nobody's listening. You're not getting that. Stop saying the possibility of this happening. People, if it's the Ebola virus that's flying around, trust us, America will shut down, as will the world. At this point, when you hear you say, well, we'd like to get down to 10,000 a day, that's insane. It's just not happening. But we're never going to get rid of it. We know we're never going to get rid of it because we've never eliminated a virus that can go from animal to human. It doesn't happen. It doesn't. So here we are. This is what's going on. We're going to have to learn to live with this thing, through this thing, around this thing, and of course, most importantly, above this thing, which means dealing with it, and you start to deal with it like you deal with the flu. You go get your flu shot, and you move on. The variants? Yeah, there's going to be more than this. There'll be some that'll be much harder to catch, but will be much more dangerous, and this new Omicron looks to be easier to catch, maybe even than Delta, but much more mild, which if that's true, it's way better. Way better. But we'll see. These things, like everything else, we'll have to take our time to find out what this thing looks like over time. People are pissed because South Africa and everywhere else, they're closing everything down. And everybody's like, why? 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 That's not... It does not do this. You're not going to stop it. Well, they're pissed because us closing our ports, if you will, of entry down to travelers is going to hurt their business. We're trying to protect ourselves. And if this was Trump, of course, you would be considered racist. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Talk a little Kamala Harris. And why won't he run? Chad Benson Show.
The Chad Benson Show.
independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
That is me. Omicron, now cruising its way around the globe. The big drug makers trying to figure out, hey, does our stuff work? How long would it take to get this thing rolling? Oh, my God.
We have to assume that this is a very transmissible virus. And obviously, we're concerned about it because of all the mutations that it harbors.
It's like 30 mutations. Right. So it's got about 30 or so mutations, meaning it's where the spike protein is. And that's what's worrying people. Totally understandable. But this is where we are. This is how it's going to be for a good long while. And eventually this will just sink back into the nether regions. But most people aren't paying attention because they're too busy going, hey, man, I can't seem to afford gas. Travel this past weekend, which I did. Roads were busy. Trust me, I know. But gas prices through the damn roof.
Despite gas prices being about a dollar more per gallon than they were at this time last year, AAA says about 90% of travelers reported driving was their preferred mode. That translates to some 48 million people taking to the roads.
Yeah. And I think a lot of that has to do with the fact that people don't want to deal with wearing a mask for several hours, both inside the airport and inside of a plane. That's my no-go. And trust me, I hated traveling this week. Took my son home on Saturday. What is normally a 5 to 6 hour drive, depending on stops, who's with me. I leave here at like 10 in the morning. I'm usually, and there's an hour time difference. So, you know, I could usually be to my mom's by about 2 o'clock, 3 at the latest. We left at 10:15. So I put gas in the car at 10:15 her time. Oh, no, our time, which was 9:15 her time. We were in the car at 10:15. We'd put gas in the car. I looked down. And I'm turning on the Ohio State Michigan game and off we head. I thought, oh, you know what? I should be to my mom's the time to watch the Oklahoma State Oklahoma game, right? Little bedlam. That'll be fine. Got all the kids. We bounce. We didn't get to my mom's for almost 13 hours. That was insane. And the gas prices, telling you what, insane. Roads, everything, absolutely smashed full of people, which I didn't think would be. Now, the funny thing is I hate taking the 10, which is what we took. Normally, I go down to see Jack, but I have my little brother with me, so I didn't see my mom. I went to go see my sister as well. She was going to give birth over the holiday. She didn't. She actually gave birth the night I got there, which kind of sucked, but because I was hoping she'd give earlier so I could see my little sister, my little niece, and now nieces, and Daphne's in the world now. That's my other niece, and Elwyn. I didn't get to meet her, and it's been because of all this damn COVID stuff, insane. But the amount of money I spent on gas, the president's got issues, right? So you got a new variant of COVID, you have a going sideways, bizarre, stalling economy. Okay for some, not good for a lot, and great for some, very few, but frustrating for a lot of people. And now you got a new variant. And then you're looking into next year, because next year is a month away. Tomorrow's the last day of the month. Then Wednesday, you have December 1st. You have less than a month and a half to officially put your first year to bed. You've lost some elections that you thought you were going to win. Elections where you put the uber progressive in with the middle of the ground Democrat, you lost. And now you're heading into midterms where you've got a lot of Democrats that are stepping away. A lot that are in battlegrounds and you're facing an economy that sucks. And oh, by the way, could you imagine 2 years of the investigations that are going to go on when it comes to if the Republicans win January 6th, if they win next year. So you got the January 6th, they're doing all they can to get everything rocking and rolling. You don't think they're going to come look at Eric Swalwell? Hey, you were dating that Chinese spy for a long time. Nobody really looked into any of that stuff. Hunter Biden? What kind of stuff went on there? Who's buying your paintings for God knows how much? Talk about a lame duck. It's going to be a lame roasted duck. And then you've got the Kamala thing. We've touched on what they might want to do with Kamala before. I've said, man, at some point in time, you start looking around and you start thinking to yourself, sweet mamma jamma, this ain't working. She is unlikable. There's a reason that she tanked. She's not personable. She's awkward. She has made gaffe after gaffe. She's pissed people off from California to the White House. And now, could you do something unthinkable? It's tough. If you're a Democrat, getting a situation where you would remove her how are you going to do that? The economy's struggling. You had the debacle in Afghanistan. You have a nightmare going on between China and Russia that are strengthening themselves and pushing you. You seem weak in a lot of different ways if you're the president. Let's be real. Doesn't seem to always be there. Not trying to be mean, just being 100% honest here. You've got a border that you put her in charge of that's a mess. Race issues, economy, energy crisis. But if you stepped away from her, you could do it maybe one way. And the way they're looking at, something we've talked about as the always de facto, put somebody on the Supreme Court and then move Pete Buttigieg in. There's no love lost between those two. Pete eyes a bigger prize. Could that happen? I still don't know. I don't know. But the possibility is there. That's for damn sure. But if I'm the Republicans, if I toot and nail, if she's unelectable, you do everything in your power. So they've got to do this in less than a year. Right? Do this in less than a year, because if a year from now you've lost the Senate and you've lost the House, you can nominate all you want. But you got to do this in less than a year, because otherwise you're SOL. Oh, could you imagine that nightmare? Oh, we're stuck with the lady we don't want. Oh, my God, it's because you're racist and sexist. You know what? People will say that. How about this? Just because you're a female and you're a person of color doesn't mean that you're above reproach and that maybe, just maybe, you're not good enough at the job. I'm not saying she's stupid. Not saying she's an idiot. Not saying because she's a female or she's a person of color that she doesn't grasp it. You're just not good at it. That happens. That happens with white people, with black people, with every kind of people. Sometimes people just aren't good enough at the job. Yesterday, stopped at Del Taco. Love Del Taco. It's my favorite place. By the way, got the new. We tried the new. They have a chicken taco quesadilla thingy. Delicious. Knocked it out the park. I had my combo burrito. Loved it. The fries were delicious. Person front helping, who was on the register. I noticed everybody who went through the drive-thru would drive to the front, get out, and bring something back and get something else. And even him helping me, we'd be like, hey, I need this, and I want that. He goes, oh, I know where that button is. I'm like, uh-oh, this could be a mess. They finally removed him. Sometimes you're just not good at the gig. I think they're thinking that. Is it a possibility that she could be a Supreme Court nominee and potentially a judge? That's a possibility. Absolutely. But there's got to be a vacancy. That means they're going to have to push somebody out or hope that somebody dies. We'll see. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from all of you. Again, the Omni variant is here. People are worried about it. They're freaking out. Take a deep breath. Relax. We don't know what it's going to be like. What we do know is, at this moment in time, it's here. It's going to be here like the coronavirus is going to be here. That's it. It's not going anywhere. The question is going to be, is this going to be a good thing because it spreads easier and is mild, or is this going to be a bad thing? That's going to be interesting to see. Because if it's one of those things where it spreads really easy, even more so than Delta, but it does not have the same kind of effects, that's good. If it's one of those things where it spreads like Delta and it's worse, again, it's not about whether or not hundreds of thousands are dying a day and all this stuff. You got to worry about what goes on in certain parts of a hospital. Not all of the hospital. That's the other side of stuff. The media makes you think that it's just like a MASH unit. It's like Pearl Harbor, where it's like all hands on deck. I have friends who are nurses and doctors. Like, man, our department's quiet. They're not calling us and asking us if we can come down and help. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us, text the program. Love hearing from all of you. I do. Car Shield right now. I'm so happy I have Car Shield. I saw a bunch of people this weekend pulled over to the side of the road, and I thought to myself, yeah, I got Car Shield. Right? Cover repairs, I got handled. Right? One phone call to Car Shield, their administrators take over. Everything's simple and easy. They do the payment, the expensive payments. I pay a small deductible. Boom, off I go. And if I need a tow truck, guess what? I got coast-to-coast roadside assistance, rental coverage, trip reimbursement, no additional charges. And in the winter, if you're doing a lot of traveling and you're thinking, I don't want to fly a lot of places, CarShield is a win-win, especially as cars are getting tougher and more expensive to get and might be that way for a bit. CarShield's a great way to protect yourself. So whether the car has 1,000, 5,000, 150,000 miles on it, they've got monthly coverage plans and coverages to fit your budget. They have over a million drivers that have been helped by CarShield. Find out why CarShield is America's number one auto protection company right now. Why don't you go to carshield.com/Benson. Check it out. See exactly what it is that you're looking for and looking to protect. CarShield is a plan that's right for you. It's the best defense against costly repairs that you don't want, especially now, to put deep freeze on plans and finances. As we head into the new year, visit carshield.com/Benson, save 10%. carshield.com/Benson, carshield.com/Benson saves you 10%. A deductible may apply. Chad Benson Show.
Give me a bowl of chili with plenty of peppers.
One Mexican heartburn. Why don't you mugs grow up?
The Chad Benson Show, where independent, a la carte thinkers have a seat at the table and a voice in the dialogue.
I'll have what she's having.
This is Chad Benson.
Ghislaine Maxwell, you guys remember her? Her trial is getting ready to begin. She was the, well, not even really sure what she was. Some people say she was the pimp. She was the fixer. She was all of these things for Epstein. One thing's for sure, she knows a lot more than I think people understand. And that includes probably some names, some things that went on. And she may not know as much as people like to think she knows. But this trial will be interesting because some of the names that I'm sure that are going to come out in this and some of the stuff that we're going to hear, if she makes it to trial, I'm just saying, it's amazing how many people who surround themselves with certain people tend to have accidents that are, well, just bizarre.
More than a year after her dramatic arrest, socialite Ghislaine Maxwell on trial, accused of helping former boyfriend Jeffrey Epstein recruit and groom underage girls for sex. Prosecutors say the misconduct allegedly took place between 1994 and 2004. For years, Maxwell was one of the disgraced financier's closest confidants, but prosecutors say there was a dark side to the globe-trotting pair.
Yeah, so now the question is, what's in there? What's not in there? what does she really know? And that's let's put that out there. What does she really, really know? And what doesn't she know? I'm sure she knows a ton, maybe not as much as people would like to think. But at the end of the day, she could be facing a lot of time in jail.
Maxwell now faces decades in prison if convicted on the most serious charges. It's unclear whether she will take the stand in this trial that's expected to last about 6 weeks.
Could you imagine her on the stand when somehow she has some sort of medical incident and passes away?
Epstein, a convicted sex offender, never stood trial. He died by suicide in his jail cell in August 2019. Since then, investigators have focused on Maxwell. Her accusers now say this is their last chance at seeking justice. Four of her accusers expected to take the stand.
And the question is, will they? Will they take the stand? Will they magically decide not to take the stand? Will she take the stand? I mean, think about all the stuff that this lady probably knows. And some stuff I'm sure we think she knows, or some stuff that we believe that she may know, may not be as real. But I'm sure there's a ton. In that black book, there's probably a ton of names and issues. And if you're somebody who has accused somebody who has done something, and you've accused him and it's coming out, justice, you want it. But would you walk away for X amount of dollars? That's something you got to think about you. I'm not trying to say that. You got to think about you. Yeah, I want justice. But if they offered me $15, $20, $30 million, we're talking about powerful, powerful people here. What could that do? And what exactly did she do? If you're the prosecution, what are you trying to say? Did you commit any of these crimes? How are you a perpetrator in any of these crimes?
They're going to talk about these women, and they're going to say that they are going to tell you exactly what she did to them, that they trusted her, and that she then recruited them and knew exactly what was going to happen, and this was about more than massage.
Is that real? I don't know. I mean, is it real? Is that going to be their deal? And what about her defense?
Number one is going to be going after the prosecutors, in essence saying that they're going after her because they can't get Epstein. And then it's going to be going after the women. And it's going to be interesting to see how far they go. We know they're going to say that they're wrong, right? This happened a long time ago. Their memories have faded. But they're going to clearly go a step further and say that they're lying, which is that they're financially motivated.
It's a possibility as well. It's going to be ugly, though. That's if she makes it to court. Because could she slip on a bar of soap and hang herself? It's possible. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Man, I don't know what you're talking about. A lot of people around us just have bad days. You know what I'm talking about. Chad Benson Show.
This is the Chad Benson Show. Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Cyber Monday means you're out there shopping. I've done some shopping, tons of deals, lots of deals, huge price cuts. People are shopping because that's what we do, right? We see deals, we hear deals, we go get deals. We are changing. Black Friday used to be the big day. And then you'd have some stuff smattered around throughout until Christmas time. Now, Cyber Monday. So you have Black Friday, right? You have Small Business Saturday and Cyber Monday. And let's be real. Black Friday's been different. They started announcing deals weeks ago. Part of it had to do with supply chain issues. But the reality is we're still going to spend a ton of money this holiday season.
Americans may be changing the timing of their purchases, but the National Retail Federation still forecasting a record spend for November and December, around $850 billion. That is an 8.5% to 10.5% increase over last year.
Absolutely it is. And lots of sales, some you'd expect, others not so much.
Makeup and personal care items are significantly discounted across the board for many different brands. One big one, Target, has a 25% off sale on literally thousands of care and beauty items. Also, a rare sale over at the Apple Store. They are doing a gift card bundle. You purchase an Apple TV, you get a $50 gift card. AirPods get you a $75 gift card. Buy an iPad Pro, you get a $100 gift card.
So you got deals out there, huge price cuts, and now people are doing what they also like to do, which is say, I'll buy it now, but pay for it later.
Economists keep telling us these supply chain issues are temporary. We can even see a glut of products flooding the market when all these issues are resolved. So, as always, if you don't need it now, don't buy it.
Yeah. So, cell phone. I mean, there's so many things that are going to be available that you're going to be able to get. Some stuff. Every year, there's things we don't have a ton of. They become the hot product to get. I think there'll be more than enough available for people. And if you don't need it, you don't buy it. Right? And if you want to get it and it's not available, it sucks. You don't want to give an IOU. But I think all in all, it's going to be a good season. And it matters because if you're the president right now and you're looking around and you're seeing several different issues. First, the cost of things, inflation. Our inflation is amongst the worst in the world at this moment in time. Now, we're nowhere near the likes of Venezuela and other things, but the reality is our inflation is going through the roof. And when it comes to first world countries, right, it's ugly. The stock market got some good news.
The question now is what happens, especially to consumers at this time of year, which is the major holiday shopping period. It is a major travel period. It is a major period where people dine out and spend money. The good side to this is that oil prices are lower.
Yeah. Oil prices are a bit lower, but that's the other side of it. Energy prices, nightmare at the border. You're struggling with your messaging. If you're the president of the United States, you came in here, you were going to take full charge of everything. This is it. I want the buck to start with me and to finish with me. Well, now you've got to go out there and explain to the world, why is it that a year into your presidency, consumer confidence, struggling a bit. We got money to spend, but we're worried about the supply chain. Why is it the energy prices are through the roof? Well, I'm not saying they're not going to come down. You got a year to change this. You got about 7 months to really fix this. But you've missed the ball and struck out in your first year. You've got immigration mess. It's going on right now. And the coronavirus, which a lot of people thought, you know, Trump really jacked the pooch with the coronavirus. Now you look up and you're like, oh my God. More people have died on your watch, and you have this vaccine 1, 2, and 3, and it's not going anywhere. Messaging, brother.
The president is really going to convey this message. Don't panic, but this is a good time to get those booster shots. He really wants to convey that despite the unknowns here, they have this under control, at least at this point from what they know about it. That travel ban that took effect today, the president says this is buying the country time to prepare for this. He returned from his Thanksgiving vacation. He met here with the COVID team, including Dr. Fauci. That's when that team told the president this is going to take about 2 more weeks to get the full picture of the severity of this, the transmissibility of this.
Now, what are they saying about that? Well, one of the things they're saying is it doesn't seem to be spreading the way that too much dissimilar to maybe Delta, maybe a little bit easier. But as far as it being as deadly, again, early game, early days, South Africa saying, pretty mild comparatively.
See, now we don't know much about this variant. You mentioned what we know. What mm-hmm. what we've heard from South Africa is that it's not very lethal. We don't know. I only know what I read about this, yes. And what we hear from them. Yes, infections occur, but it seems to be a mild illness. And you know, we have to be concerned. We have to see what's going on. We have to watch the evidence. But to incite panic, to introduce policies that failed over and over and over again, like we never saw this fail before, I mean, the lockdowns do not eradicate the virus. This is some almost it's bizarre that we even have to say this.
Yeah, Scott Atlas there. And it's absolutely true. They're not going to. And part of the reason is you're dealing with something that can jump from what? Human to animal, animal to human. In doing so, what does that do? We're never going to eradicate it. It's always going to be here. And these aren't coming from places that have tons of people vaccinated. These variants are coming from places like Africa, India, where the vaccine levels are extremely low. And so what you're getting is, well, things like this. Now, how bad is this going to be? I don't know. I don't. What I do know is the World Health Organization, Biden and everybody are going to come out and they're going to try to message it. Let's make sure we're all vaccinated, of course.
The vaccines, even if they take a hit, will not be rendered ineffective. So I'm very confident that the vaccines will provide some degree of protection, maybe a very high degree of protection. That's why it's really important that people get the vaccines and people get boosted if they're eligible.
Yeah. You guys know my stance on this. I am pro getting the shot. I'm more pro freedoms. I'm not a big fan of the mandates. I've had the shot going on a year. Nothing's happened to me. I've not turned into a frog or forgot who God was. My DNA hasn't changed. You don't know that. No, you don't. You don't, right? I could be totally a different person. But I seem pretty much the same cat. So we don't know a lot. What we do know is they seem to be pretty effective in stopping you from getting really sick, which is kind of the goal. The flu shot's not 100%, but it was sold as a vaccine when reality is we called it's a flu vaccine, but it's really a flu shot. It's there to protect you from getting really ill. Treat this the same way. Take the politics out of it. Don't be an ass. Talk to your doctor. And if your doctor says, hey, I advise you get this. It's not a bad thing. You're not going to turn into a monster, right? You're not going to forget who you are. None of that stuff's going to happen. Your heart's not going to explode. You go on about your life. If you think, now I'm not saying, again, it's not 100% effective. It's not going to stop you from spreading. But the whole goal is at the end of the day is kind of to be selfish. And, you know, you could say, well, you could still give it to people. Yeah. But at the end of the day, isn't it about protecting yourself? Kind of. But you do whatever you want to do. That's the way I look at it. And if you're that afraid that somebody doesn't have the shot and you won't be around them, then you don't believe in the shot. And again, it's a shot. Period. Case closed. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. There's a travel ban that is going into effect. South Africa is not happy about it.
South Africa and Botswana should be thanked for detecting, sequencing, and reporting this variant, not penalized.
But they're feeling like they're penalized because we're like, we're going to stop it. You're not traveling there. If you are, you may be stuck there. International world is stomping down on people coming here from other places. It's like South Africa because they're worried about the variant. Remember, Trump did this with China and everybody's like, oh my God, he's racist. He, being Joe Biden, is doing this with the variant that is the new Omicron. And nary a word about any of these things. Nary a word. We're not hearing anything going, well, you guys, it's the smart thing to do. Is it? I don't know. Again, I don't know how bad it is.
Any additional travel restrictions?
We'll take it one step at a time, but as of now, we've done what we believe is necessary.
Perfect. Thank you all so much.
Nah, they're cheering because she didn't screw up. Oh, Kamala. VP Harris, that is just a debacle. If you're Biden, we'll touch on it in a minute. What are you doing right now with her? Right? You're the Democratic Party. You're all about empathy. You're all about equality and equity. Right? At the same time, you're looking around going, she's no help. Like, he's screwing this up all by himself. Then you're handing a drowning man an anchor, is what some people are saying. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show. It's your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. One of the things you hear about all the time, guys, is anyone? 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 I'm looking around. Oh, how expensive things are. Chad, these things are expensive. You couldn't believe how expensive things are. Yeah, I get that. I know that as much as anybody. Trust me on that. And right now, Omaha Steaks is here to help. That's right. Omaha Steaks is here to help. And they've got some delicious deals. Now, I enjoy my steaks. We've got tons of them that were sent to us. Omaha Steaks sent me so much. They got burgers galore. You're going to love these things. Extra, just for being a friend of the Chad Benson Show. They've got amazing steaks, and they're world class. Are you ready for this, guys? Normally, you're spending a ton of bucks if you're going out buying meat like this. Right now, $99, you're going to get 24 entrees, including the world-famous bacon-wrapped filet mignons, chicken breast, side desserts, and so much more. So you got to use code Chad. And that's what you do. There's got a little search bar up there. You type in code Chad. Away you go. They're going to throw in 8 steak burgers free with the order, but only with my code Chad. 8 free burgers when you enter code Chad. It is the perfect gift package today. OmahaSteaks.com, OmahaSteaks.com. We are barbecuing. We are loving it. It's amazing. 4 bacon-wrapped fillets, 4 boneless chicken breasts, 4 Omaha steak burgers, 4 gourmet jumbo franks, those are already gone, 4 individual scallop potatoes, 4 caramel apple tartlets, 1 signature seasoning, which is incredible, and free 8 5-ounce Omaha Steaks burgers. You will love these. I've eaten through a good portion of this. My holiday season's just getting going. Kids, get this, $99, never before than that, $99.99, under $100, 24 entrees, beat that, you can't. OmahaSteaks.com, use code Chad when you go to the search bar at OmahaSteaks.com, put in code Chad, just put in Chad, boom, up it pops. OmahaSteaks.com, $99, the best meat for so much less. OmahaSteaks.com, use code Chad. Chad Benson Show.
Set Chad straight. Text the show, 323-538-2423. That's 323-538-CHAD. Someone has to do it. Might as well be you. The Chad Benson Show.
Travel. I did it.
I'm a little concerned, but I believe in the vaccine. And, you know, as long as people keep their mask on and just follow protocols, then we'll be okay.
Not hard, again. But I was out and about amongst the people because I'm not getting on an airplane. It's not even like being on the airplane in that. I mean, I find it, again, ridiculous. But at this point in time, what are you going to do? You follow the rules. I'm not one of these guys that's going to be overly ridiculous about certain things. There's time to be ridiculous, right? And there's times not to be. But this weekend, I took to the roads in what was the worst driving experience in recent memory, and quite frankly, I'm going back in my memory catalog, and I cannot find too many days that rival Saturday. The roads were busy. Busy yesterday, too.
Those long lines at airports may be part of the reason why, according to AAA, 90% of travelers said driving was their preferred mode of travel. Gas prices are up more than a dollar from this time last year, with the national average at $3.39 per gallon. But despite those higher prices at the pump, it's estimated 48 million people drove to their holiday destinations. For the ride home, drivers were advised to hit the road early on Sunday to avoid the worst traffic.
I left Saturday in what normally is a 5 to 6 hour drive for me to get to my mom's house. I've been to my mom's house in almost 2 years. Haven't seen my little sister, who's had now 2 babies. So I haven't seen my nieces. One was born the day we arrived. And the other one's 2 years old, almost. We left at 10:15 in the morning, my time, which was 9:15 California time. We got there about 12 and a half hours later. It was awful. There was a stretch between Palm Springs and Beaumont, about 21 miles. Took about 5 hours. It was awful. Awful. And it was so bad that I said I could have driven Jack home to San Diego from my house back to my house, picked up my family, and driven all the way back to San Diego to my mom's house in about the same amount of time. It was that bad. And then top it off, you're paying anywhere between $4.75 to like $5.25 for gas. Here in Arizona, you're paying $3.30 to about now here in Phoenix, you're paying right around $4 at the Chevron up the street. Yeah, awful. But that drive was a nightmare. But when it comes to flying, it is tough. I'm sorry. You got to get there an hour before. There's an hour and a mask, right? You're on an airplane for an hour and a half, 2-3 hours. There's a mask. You get out of the airport, you've got a mask on. That's like 5-6 hours. No, not happening. And not doing it with kids either. My little one was like, nope, not happening. And the frustration level. But this weekend was a nightmare. I got up yesterday morning. I told the kids, we're getting up early, take Jack home early, early, early. We were out of the door by about 6 o'clock California time, dropped him off in San Diego, and it's straight home. A lot of driving. Too much. Chad Benson Show.
Independent thoughts, independent life. This is Chad Benson.
Oh, my goodness me. Cyber Monday. Yes, I purchased something I totally didn't need. Did it earlier. Oh, my God. Sometimes I just sit back and go, I can't believe I did that. Then I'm like, wait a minute. I don't start Christmas shopping until the day after my birthday. My birthday's the 20th of December. I got plenty of time to enjoy myself. I got myself a little something. People are shopping. There's still the question of, yes, supply chain.
But the online shopping surge may trigger Christmas chaos with delivery delays and a backlog of orders because the supply chain is in crisis. And with shipping containers backed up in ports, some big names like Gap and Target are now flying in products from overseas factories to meet holiday demand. Meanwhile, from the air to the ground, it's a mad dash to dodge delays and get those gifts out the door. The best advice for those with a must-have item on their list, buy now before it's too late.
That's a possibility. Are you shopping today? It was a question throughout there. Cyber Monday. 18% of you say yes. 41.2% say might do some. And the other 41.2% said, not this year. Not on Cyber Monday. The numbers are going to be up. Of course. Again, we like convenience. Our life is based in convenience. If something inconveniences us, we don't want any part of it. We don't. We're a convenient people. We're a super convenient people. Like those people say, we're going to have a civil war. We're not. The only way we're having a civil war is if it's on an app. We're too lazy. People have underestimated how lazy we are and overestimated our want to do something. Well, what about getting the vaccine? Well, people, look, if tomorrow you knew that the Ebola virus had gone airborne, a la like that movie Outbreak, right? Sam, it's gone airborne. What? Oh, my God. Then, all right, things are about to get ugly. We're looking at this new Omicron, and we're thinking to ourselves, how bad is it really? Fauci's out there. It's the worst thing ever. Maybe potentially there could be situations where we would have to go back inside, but we're not quite there yet. We're not. Then he's got some weird metric of when things will be normal.
You would like to get under 10,000 infections a day in order to sort of live with COVID.
Right. We've heard people say, understandably, they're trying to look for a metric to give to the public, that we're going to have to start living with COVID. I believe that's the case because I don't think we're going to eradicate it. The best way you can get to where you want to go is to just say, we're going to vaccinate as many people as we can, we're going to get as many people boosted as we can, and we're going to get that level down. I think that's going to have to be as low as less than 10,000.
That's never happening the way that he thinks. Just because of the nature of the virus, just because of a lot of different things. But think about this for a second. So how many cases of the flu do you think there is? I mean, a year. I'm going to go back and look at some of the lowest years that we've had. Last year was pretty low. Right? But let's just go back to... Okay, here we go. 2019, 2020. 16 million cases of the flu. Just to give you guys an example of what that would look like, right? At 16 million cases of the flu, on average, that's 43,000 a day. We live with the flu. We have to learn to live with this. The new variant, nobody's really sure what to expect. What have they heard? Well, South Africa's saying, look, we found it. The chance is, because it's a different kind of way that the makeup of this variant has gone, there's 30 different issues with inside of this thing, and the spike protein happens to be on the business end, as some people would say, able to elude some stuff. But the reality is based on what we've seen, it's pretty mild, much more mild than Delta, probably more mild than the original. Okay. That's good news. But you heard Dr. Fauci there. People aren't listening to Dr. Fauci. Not anymore. Right? They're not. They're not. Is he a scapegoat for some? He absolutely is. 100%. He's a scapegoat. Yesterday he was talking about that because Ted Cruz, of course, wants him prosecuted.
Senator Cruz told the Attorney General you should be prosecuted.
Yeah. I'd have to laugh at that. I should be prosecuted. What happened on January 6th, Senator?
Okay. So, January 6th, a bunch of idiots. We realized that. They're getting prosecuted and put in jail. What did Ted Cruz have to do with that? I'm just curious. Well, he helped to overturn the election, which ended in violence. How did he do that? Right? First of all, well, you know, he was one of the guys that stood up and disagreed with the certification. You know what? I didn't hear anybody trying to get rid of people 4 years ago when Democrats did the same thing with Trump. So we'll move on. If you think Ted Cruz was part of the violence, you're an idiot. But then he gets super obnoxious here.
Do you think that this is about making you a scapegoat to deflect
from
President Trump?
Of course.
Of course. Of course. Raise your hand if you thought Trump did a really good job with the coronavirus. You're not getting my hand up. Did I think he was more real than some people in the way that he approached it? Yes. Do I think he was too laissez-faire about it? Absolutely. Would it have been different if it would have happened in Trump's second year and he would have had to have dealt with this and maybe not in an election year where the battle became, could we use this potentially to defeat Trump, which I think was very much a real thing. But for those of you who thought magically the coronavirus is going to go away, it hasn't. And in fact, at times it's gotten worse under Biden, and I can't blame him for that. I can't blame him for this new South African variant. That's asinine. But when it comes to Fauci, you've lied to Congress. Yes, you've had a tete-a-tete and a battle with, Rand Paul. Yes, you've had issues with Ted Cruz. Those things are very true. And some of it's grandstanding, 110%. But let's not forget, you came out and you said things like, I don't think this thing's going to come here. We got nothing to worry about. So you don't have to wear a mask. To we have to go to lockdown and we might have to go to more lockdown and all of these things. And then, of course, where it came from. What did you know? What didn't you know? There was no money from NIH. Well, turns out there was money from NIH that went there. We didn't know anything about it. And all of those things that everybody said was a lie and that you're a kook or a conspiracy theory from the mainstream media and the establishment media, if you said anything about that, turned out to be pretty much kind of spot on. And at least there was some sort of truth in there. And you did BS. And average people who don't think you're a criminal, and I don't think you're a bad person, but I do think you understand politics and more than some people realize. You played a game and you were celebrated by the left and the media. And yes, you were probably overdammed by the right side of the aisle. And it's not hard working with Trump. It's super hard working with Trump. It's not hard working with somebody with an ego like that. It's super hard working with somebody who has an ego like that. All that being said, here we are going into the 20 plus months of this nightmare. You're still there. And then you come out and you say this.
You have to be asleep not to figure that one out.
Well, there are a lot of Republican senators taking aim at this.
That's okay. I'm just going to do my job. And I'm going to be saving lives, and they're going to be lying.
Settle down. You've lied as well. You've lied a ton. Don't need to wear a mask. Probably not going to come here. The reason I lied was good because we didn't want people to go buy the N95s. So that way the people that have to work in the front line. You lied on numerous occasions. And in particular, you knew a lot more about what was going on in Wuhan and what was happening. You knew a lot more of what was taking place. You know a lot more about a lot of these things. But somehow your lies were for the morally betterment of America, and their lies are for. It's a game of reading between the lines. It is. And that's the game that's being played. And the media will spin it all this other way, and they continue to give it, but nobody's listening to you. At the end of the day, this is where Biden steps up and goes, look, Dr. Fauci. And you're like, Mr. President, that's a wall. And you're like, okay, he's over here. Look, Dr. Fauci, it's time that we have a new voice. It's time that we have a new person that comes in. It's time that we take a new direction. We take this challenge on in a much different way. It's time that we do that because it's feeling like people are looking at you and thinking you're part of the problem. And the people that we need to reach who we think are in harm's way are the people who aren't vaccinated, and they're not trusting you. So we have to make a decision. And that decision is it's time to move on from you. That's it. It's time to move on from you. It's time to take a step in another direction. It's time for a new voice in the locker room. But they'll continue to go down this path over and over again. And based on that, you're going to continue to get much of the same of what we've seen. 323-538-2423 at Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Love hearing from every single one of you. Again, poll question up today. Are you shopping on this Cyber Monday? You're going to wait a little bit for the things that you want. You shop for yourself. Love to hear from you. Text the program. Tweet at us. Chad Benson Show.
Deep states? No. Deep doo-doo? Yeah. The Chad Benson Show.
We must protect our family. Moviegoers clearly were in the mood for family fare over the Thanksgiving weekend. Disney's animated Encanto debuted in first place with $40.3 million, including Wednesday night previews. That's the best opening for an animated film during the pandemic, but not quite as good as Disney's past Thanksgiving debuts.
I've been the Gucci all my life.
It's a solid third place $14.2 million opening for director Ridley Scott's House of Gucci.
House of Gucci. The House of Gucci. Not a lot going on. Spider-Man's coming out. That should be the next test. Watched a great movie this weekend. 8-Bit Christmas. Neil Patrick Harris. Steve Zahn. Great movie. About 80s. Kid really wants that thing, right? You had Atari, but then here comes, oh, Nintendo. And it was just a little bit better. It's just a little bit different. Something about Nintendo, right? And it was amazing. This could be a new Christmas staple. That could be. You check that on HBO. You'd rent it as well. That was fun. That was fun. So Matthew McConaughey has decided not going to do it. Man, I tell you what, just not doing it.
As a simple kid born in the little town of Uvalde, Texas, it never occurred to me that I would one day be considered for political leadership. It's a humbling and inspiring path to ponder. It is also a path that I'm choosing not to take at this moment.
At this moment being the big words.
We lead by serving each other. We lead through our service. What is service? Service is taking on responsibility today so we can have more freedom tomorrow.
Absolutely. 100%. I'm bummed he's not running because the polls right now, and again, polls are early. You don't know what's going to happen. I mean, how many times have we saw, you know, Kamala Harris, when she jumped in, she shot straight to the polls. Within a couple of weeks, she was basically done and dusted. She raised a ton of money, but the minute she got in front of a crowd, she was flat and very, very reminiscent of Hillary in a lot of ways. I don't think he would be that, but he's the new flavor. But it would have been interesting to see.
Politicians, well, the good ones can help us get to where we need to go, yeah. But let's be clear, they can't do anything for us unless we choose to do for ourselves.
Amen. That's a huge thing. Listen to him.
But let's be clear, they can't do anything for us unless we choose to do for ourselves.
At the end of the day, it's still about us. Right? At the end of the day, it's still about you and I. If we continue to put bad people in place, we're going to continue to get the same results. If we continue to put people in place that half-ass serve us, but mostly serve themselves, we're going to get not such great results. And this goes for the fact that for those of you out there who rooted for Trump to fail or root for Biden to fail, that is un-American and asinine. I don't want Biden to fail because if he fails, we're all in trouble. In saying that, we can be supportive and critical at the same time. We can be supportive and thinking, I hope the moves he makes are good. We can be critical if those moves or the lack of moves don't happen. But to want somebody to fail is stupid. Again, it's like hoping the person who's flying your plane because you don't like him or her and you don't agree with their politics crashes the plane so you could say, ha-ha! Only realizing afterwards you can't say, aha, because the plane crashed.
I'm going to continue to work and invest the bounty I have by supporting entrepreneurs, businesses, and foundations that I believe are leaders, establishments that I believe are creating pathways for people to succeed in life.
And that is why I really wanted him to run, because I think the reality is in a lot of ways, if you can, you know, when you have somebody like a McConaughey and you have somebody in a situation where you have some freedom to not be beholden. And that was what the excitement was about Trump, right? He wasn't beholden to many of the big businesses and the lobbyists because he's got money. He's not worried about it. He's not worried about tomorrow. He had a job before this and he's got all his businesses. And, you know, I mean, so there was that whole thought process. Same thing for him, right? And the problem is for politicians is, you're always running for something. So that means you're always beholden to somebody to help you get to the next level.
We got to start shining a light on our shared values, the ones that cross party lines, the ones that build bridges instead of burn them.
But as long as people are always fighting for a job, meaning they're always running for something else, that's going to be tough to do. It is. It's going to be absolutely super tough to do. Because in a day and age where people are more worried about what's going on online, what's happening in the world of Twitter, who's tweeting something negative about you, it's hard to go, hey, you know what? What's our shared values? Well, 70% of these things we all agree upon. Well, how can we make that 70% the strength of what we do? And then we could fight over the 30% later. You can't. Because for a lot of people, that 1, 2, 3, 30% is all that matters. And if you want to keep your job, you got to kowtow. And that's not good. 323-538-2423. At Chad Benson Show is your Twitter. Tweet at us. Text the program. Solid fun day. Got you through a Monday of a regular week. Wah, wah, wah. The good news is Christmas is not far away, which means we'll have more time off, which is always nice. Have a blessed rest of your day. We'll do it again tomorrow. Night-night, Jack.
This is the Chad Benson Show.